You're listening to SBS News.
When 60-year-old Mohamed Horcha moved to Australia from Lebanon in the 1980s, he fell in love with the outback. He spent most of his time outdoors, taking hiking and camping trips. That all changed when, in his 30s, he was diagnosed with a kidney infection.
Changed my life. I used to be jump everywhere, go everywhere. I'm a hunter. I used to be an active man. And I have changed my life. I find myself I'm not that man.
Over the years, his condition deteriorated, and by the time he was in his 50s, he needed dialysis. He spent up to 12 hours connected to a machine every day. His wife, Giwa Horcha, says it had a profound impact on his quality of life.
He liked life. He liked to go and come and camping and doing a lot of activities. And to know he loved these things and he can do it, it's affect me as well. And the friend that used to come and sit with him and like give him a company, because he's sitting for long hours, he changed a lot. At least he can go and come and we don't have to depend on a machine anymore.
In 2015, his life changed when he received a kidney transplant. He says he is forever grateful to the family of his donor, who decided to donate their young son's organs after he died in a motorcycle accident.
This man and family, they sent me a letter. And they say that I was happy to decide that way. They done marvelous things. They've done something, a kindness. Nobody can believe this, the pain he can, a human being, when he die, can do it to other.
Organ donation is widely considered a taboo topic within many Arabic communities, with many citing conflict with their religion or cultural beliefs. But a new campaign is hoping to shift those perceptions. Widows of Parramatta is a black comedy web series aimed at encouraging discussion about organ donation among Arabic-speaking communities. Fadia Aboud is the director of the web series and says it was partly inspired by her own mother.
I asked my mum what she thought of organ donation, and she said, your dad had actually ticked he wanted to be an organ donor on his licence, and I was shocked actually by that. And I thought, why didn't you tell me? She goes, I don't know. They didn't ask us afterwards. And I just thought that was fascinating, because it was a conversation we'd never had. And that's when I thought that it was the right thing to do to make this little doco series.
Although many potential donors think they are too old, New South Wales Health says people over 65 can donate their organs, with many people in their 70s and 80s saving the lives of others through donation. Randa Katan is the CEO of the Arab Council of Australia, which is involved in this campaign.
To target it specifically to the Arab community is extremely essential. There are particular issues that would need to be talked about within communities, and this particular campaign specifically talk about to the community, which is extremely important and extremely crucial that the community talks about itself amongst themselves.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.